What we're going to learn, the name in Hebrew is called Seder Birchas Hanenim, the order of the blessings for benefit. What does that mean? And how are we going to learn this? And who wrote this and so on? This is a text by the Alter Rebbe, Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the founder of the Chabad movement, who was also the author of a modern version of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Code of Jewish Law, by request of his master, the Maggid of Mezrich, the second great Hasidic leader after the Baal Shem Tov. And why the Alter Rebbe? Because he was a genius. He was a master, he was a genius of the revealed part of the Torah and also of the hidden part of the Torah. That was the Alter Rebbe. So he wrote something that actually got burned. Most of it, I would say like 90% got burned. And we don't have it. But we do have many, many of his writings on Jewish law. And besides writing a modern version of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Code of Jewish Law, he wrote, besides other things, this quote-unquote small book, small text, that talks specifically about blessings. The truth is, it's not an easy text, but it was thought to be learned widely by, so to speak, everyone, beside, regardless of the level of knowledge, because it contains the most important laws of blessings, of how to make blessings, and when to say a blessing, what kind of blessing, in which situation, and so on. The text was written for Jews, of course, but we're going to learn the text and apply it to non-Jews. Certain parts of the text, we're going to just jump. Not because I don't want to teach this, because maybe it says something bad about non-Jews, so better don't say this. No. The truth is, it doesn't say anything about Jews and non-Jews. It just talks about blessings. But, as we were going to learn, we are going to learn, certain things just don't apply that easy. So why should we break our heads to understand and to know all the details? It just doesn't apply. So we're not going to learn those particular things. And the things that do apply, I suggest to be patient and to pay lot of attention, because we're going to learn the text and then say or explain, this doesn't apply just as it is over here. And I'll try to explain why it doesn't apply to Bnei Noach, to non-Jews, and how does it actually apply to non-Jews, whatever we're learning. So it's not just the textual learning what we're going to do and see inside what the Alter Rebbe wrote and so on. No, it's going to be a little bit of text and a little bit of explanation. The truth is that was a like, small introduction, but I want to make another introduction. This text usually comes together with another quote-unquote small text in quantity, but very, very important quality, that talks about, in Hebrew, Netilas Yadayim, the washing of the hands. The Alter Rebbe, besides the Shulchan Aruch, as I explained before, the Code of Jewish Law, and besides codifying in the modern way, etc., etc., he wrote a small text, again in quantity, about Netilas Yadayim, the laws. How do we wash our hands, and in which situations, and how does it work, and so on. We're not going to learn this. Why not? Because it does not apply to Bnei Noach, to non-Jews. It does not apply. I know, I'm not a fool, I know that some rabbis do say, wash your hands this way, that way, pick up the water with the right hand, and then put the left hand, and then, I know all of this. Yeah, I got it. But the truth is, it does not apply to non-Jews. You can ask me, why? Where you got this from? I want to wash my hands. Okay, you know what? You want to do whatever you want? Feel free. I'm not going to hold you. However, I do invite, and we're not going to make a textual text out of this, learning out of this, because I don't think it's a proper way, whatever, maybe some other time. I do invite anyone who really wants to understand, why not, why doesn't the Netilas Yadayim apply? Because there's a comment, I invite to learn, there's a commentary of the Or HaChaim. Or HaChaim is a classic commentary on Torah. It was written by Rabbi Chaim Ben Attar. He lived in Yerushalayim, from Morocco, and then Yerushalayim, a huge, huge sage, just a very small piece of knowledge to understand why do I say that we're talking about somebody really big. It is printed, his commentary is printed together with all the printings of the classical commentaries to the Torah. There are hundreds of commentaries, but not all of them are classic. This is one of the classics. In other words, you have the verse, whatever verse you're learning, and then you have the commentary of Rashi, Ibn Ezra, Ramban, and Or HaChaim. I mean, we're talking about somebody in the level of being printed together with Rashi. So it's important. He writes in Parshas Chukas. Parshas Chukas in the Torah, in the fourth book of the Torah, talks about impurity of a dead body. And he writes about purity and impurity of a non-Jew. He writes about that. And he was a great mystic, and he knew what he was writing about. So anyone that wants to know why does this rabbi talk and say that Netilas Daim does not apply to non-Jews, I go read over there. Go read, and you'll see. Are you going to be happy about whatever you read? No, not necessarily. But that's not my job. My job is not to make you happy. My job is to tell you what the law says. Of course, last piece of introduction, I make mistakes also. I'm a human being, and sometimes I make mistakes, and sometimes I do not understand. And okay, if I got something wrong, I understood it wrong, I'm sorry. I'll do my best to improve for the next time. But whatever, go and learn. That's what I have to say. Okay, let's go. So we're going to learn again a text by the Alter Rebbe. This text talks about blessings. It's important to know, before starting, like another introduction, maybe we're going to learn just introductions today, but whatever, another introduction. It's important to know that non-Jews are not, I stress this, not obligated, another word stressed, not obligated in blessings. Can they recite blessings for food? That's what we're going to learn. And then we're going to learn all the blessings? Yes, they can. It is allowed, and it's okay. But they're not obligated. And this is very important, what I'm going to say now, if you choose to do it, then you better do it properly. Don't do whatever you want. No. There's no such a thing. Don't come up and, using the words of the Rambam Maimonides, don't come up with a new religion over here. I'm going to say that God is great and good and give me food. No. Where you got this from? No. You want to do it? Do it properly. What does that mean to do it properly? Let's learn. Okay, let's learn. The first chapter, let's go. First chapter, the Alter Rebbe starts like this. It is a commandment. Mitzvas ase min haTorah. It's a commandment from the Torah to bless after eating food. How do you know this? Each commandment in the Torah, each mitzvah in the Torah has to have a verse where you got it from. Otherwise, it could be a good behavior, a nice thing, whatever you want to call it, but it's not a commandment. Two different categories. So you're telling me there's a commandment to bless after food, after eating the food? Show me the verse. So the Alter Rebbe brings from the Talmud. It is not made up from the Alter Rebbe. The Talmud says, V'achalta v'savata uverachtes Hashem. The Torah says, I'm sorry, in Parshas Eikev, you will eat, you will satiate yourself, and you will bless God. So we do see clearly, after you eat, you have to make a blessing. Does the Torah, I mean, when I say Torah, five books of Moses, say what's the text of the blessings? No, the Torah doesn't say it. But the Torah says you have to make a blessing. And the Alter Rebbe continues, it is midivrei soifrim, our sages instituted to bless before each food you eat and before each thing you drink, each liquid you drink, and copying the words of the Talmud, which is a whole chapter 6 of Brachos in Talmud. The Talmud says, every person that has benefit from this world without reciting a blessing, it is as if you had benefit from holy things that belong to God. Because it does say, the Torah says, L'Hashema aretz umloya, to God, the Tehillim say, to God belongs the earth and everything that fills it. So if you benefit from the earth somehow, and in this particular context, we have to be very clear, we're learning laws. In this context of law, benefit means eating, introducing your system. And very important to know, the laws of food in Judaism have nothing to do with whether this is a good food or not. Does it have vitamins and fats and this and that? I don't care. In other words, even though it doesn't sound so nice, if you're talking, for a Jew at least, if you're talking about kosher and you have a piece of fat of a cow, you know, the fat itself of cow, but it's kosher, go eat it. Oy, you're going to end up in the doctor, in the hospital, and so on. That's your problem. It's kosher. Can you eat it or not? The answer is yes. Should you eat it or not? Go talk to your doctor. I don't know. But it's kosher. You can eat it. Make a blessing and so on. Okay. So everything belongs to God. The earth belongs to God. Whatever fills the earth belongs to God. You have to make a blessing. It doesn't belong to you. By the blessing, you, so to speak, request permission from God to eat. Second law. For everything you eat or you drink, you make a blessing that includes many types of food. Different types of food, all of them included into one general blessing. What's the blessing? Boire prio Adama, that God creates the fruit of earth. That blessing is for all types of fruits of the earth. Fruits means something that sprouts, grows on the earth, like a potato and so on. Now, the Alter Rebbe over here, since this is the text that accompanies, so to speak, the prayer book, the Siddur and so on, it doesn't bring all the text of the blessing. The blessing goes, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, okay, a whole blessing. I'm not going to repeat the whole blessing right now, but the Alter Rebbe assumes, you already know this, so I'm just telling you which type of blessing you should make. Okay, so for all the things of the earth, you say, Boire Priu Adama, that God creates the fruit of earth. For all Boire Priu Eitz, another blessing, that God creates the fruit of trees. This is for all the fruits of trees. And then there's another blessing, Shehakoil Nio Bidvaroi. There are different ways of pronouncing this. Some say Nie, but we in Chabad say Nio. What's the difference? I'll translate in the two ways. Sheakol niye bidvaro means that everything will be in future, will be created by his word, the word of God and so on. Niyo means all was in past, all was created by his word. So we do say in Chabad, Sheakol niyo bidvaro, everything was created in past by, through his word and so on. And this blessing, this third blessing, it's for every other kind of food and drink, except for wine and bread. And we will define bread later, not now. But there's a whole very specific definition of what bread means. What happens with these two types of food, wine and bread? Wine, our sages took it out of the fruits of the tree because it becomes from a grape. And our sages told us to make a specific blessing, Boire Priya Gofen, that God creates the fruit of the vine. Some say Gefen, Boire Priya Gefen, and some say Boire Priya Gofen, with a comat, so with a segoil. We do say in Chabad, Boire Priya Gofen, with a comat, that God creates the fruit of vine. Why? The Alter Rebbe in this particular text is not going to tell us all the whys, because it's not the objective of the text, but that's my job. So the Boire Priya Gofen, the idea why our sages took out the wine out of the general fruits of the tree to give it a specific blessing is because wine used to be the main drink. People used to drink wine all the time. And their wine, in those times, we're talking about 2,000 years ago, the wine used to be like a hard stuff, very thick. And they had to put hot water into it to make it drinkable. It was a whole process. Not so easy. It's not the general wine we have around today. No, nothing like that. But again, it was the main drink. People didn't drink so much water or Coke. There was no Coke. So people drank wine. That's why our sages said, this is a chashuve mashke. This is an important drink. So let's make a blessing just for that. And then bread, our sages took it out of the general fruits of the earth to make a specific blessing. Amoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. Hagar takes out bread from earth, even though it's a fruit of the earth. Again, the same thing, same reason. Why take it out of the general fruit of the earth? Because it's the most important food. This is what actually people used to eat, bread. And then maybe you had some vegetables, and if you were really rich, some little piece of meat. That's all. That's all. So main food was actually bread. That's why these two things, main drink and main food, have a specific blessing just by themselves. All right, what does that mean? Bread. What's bread? The Alter Rebbe is going to start defining it, and it's going to take us a while, but it's going to define. Three, everything that comes from grain, but you did not make it into bread, for instance, all kinds of tavshilin means like a thing you actually make in a pan, in the fire and so on, made out of flour, or daisa. Daisa means like these foods you give to the babies, like grains with milk and maybe sometimes water, something hot, and you give it to the baby when he starts actually eating. That doesn't have a teeth, so you cannot chew and so on. So you give him this kind of food. Even though they're not called bread, you can't say this is a bread. Bread has a specific shape. We'll see, and the Talmud talks about it a lot. Surisa denahama, that's what it's called in Aramaic. The shape of bread. There's something called shape of bread, and not everything has the shape of bread. So in this case, you're talking about some food you made with flour. It doesn't look like bread, but it does have flour. Or this other food that it also doesn't look like bread, you give it to a baby. So even though they're not called bread, however, they do have a certain importance. Why? What's their importance? That they actually fill your belly. Again, you always have to have in mind how people used to live 2,000 years ago. And, you know, you need to eat, put something in your belly. Maybe you will eat once, or maybe, if you're lucky, twice a day. So you better have something in your system to move on. Until maybe sometimes, maybe tomorrow, you will eat something more. So you better eat something that really fills your belly. Some vegetables, I'm going to be hungry in a few minutes, in a few hours, so I better eat something that really fills my belly, bread. Or something made of grain. That's the importance that it has. Regardless, again, I repeat this, regardless of how we today understand food, yeah, it has to be healthy and this and that. Okay, that's another story. We're not discussing this. Go talk to a doctor for that. Okay, so because these foods made of grains, grounded grain, or, I don't know, dissolved in with milk and something else, they do have the importance of filling your belly, mazon. So we make a specific blessing. We find a new blessing for this, which is called boidei minei mezoinos, that God creates different types of mezoinos, things that actually sustain you. Sustain you mean, again, I know it sounds almost stupid, but fill your belly. That's what it means. It's going to fill my belly for some time. Now, if you made a mistake and you had bread, like full-fledged bread, and you made this bracha, boide mine mezoinos, the correct bracha, the correct blessing for bread was hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. God takes the bread out of earth. But you made a mistake and you ended up saying this blessing, boide mine mezoinos, that God creates different types of things that sustain and satisfy, whatever, you fulfilled your obligation. It's okay. You don't have to make a new blessing. I'll explain this in a second. And there are those who actually argue this, that say that you have to make a new blessing. But in this case, the Alter Rebbe is saying, don't make another blessing. I'll explain why in a second. Why? The Alter Rebbe brings just a very small idea that is actually very important in understanding blessings in Judaism. In Hebrew, it's safek brachos lehakel. If you have a doubt whether you actually pronounced or not a blessing, don't say it again. Lehakel, you have to be permissible and don't say it again. What does that mean? So the idea is, it's simple but very powerful. One of the Ten Commandments It's actually Loisis Hashem Hashav. Don't pronounce the name of God in vain. So we are very careful into not saying the name of God. Of course, if a person made a mistake, okay, I'm sorry, I said the name of God, and you actually have to say afterwards some kind of shvach, some kind of praise towards God. For instance, if a person said a wrong blessing, and you didn't fulfill your obligation, therefore you're going to have to say another blessing, for whatever reason, before saying the next blessing, the Alter Rebbe is going to say later, but I'm mentioning this now, you have to say, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Eilam Voed, blesses the glory of his kingship forever, and so on. Why? Because you did mention the name of God. It was wrong, for whatever reason. You made a mistake. It was wrong. You shouldn't have. And now what do I do? I did mention the name of God. If you don't say a praise, it's going to be in vain. But if you do say a praise, okay, so at least it wasn't in vain. I mentioned the name of God and I praised him. All right, it was a praise. This is not called a prayer. This is not called a blessing. This is not called a petition to God. No. It's a praise. That's all. I just mentioned the name of God and I praised him. Should you go around your life mentioning the name of God and then praising? No. Don't do that. There's no need for that. But if you made a mistake and you mentioned the name of God, so at least don't let it go just like that. Say a praise. And our sages teach us to say, Baruch Shem Kevoit Malchus Eilam Voed, blessed is the glory of his kingship forever, and so on. Okay. Now, we have basically defined most, if I'm not mistaken, most of the blessings before food. So see the order. The Alter Rebbe, first of all, said, look, it's a mitzvah to say a blessing after food. We didn't define what's the blessing, how does it work. We didn't say anything. We just said, it's a mitzvah, it's a commandment from the Torah to say a blessing after food. And you know what? Our sages say to say a blessing before food. So how do you start? Before food. But since it's just a rabbinical thing, so the Alter Rebbe wanted to make sure, look, the mitzvah, the commandment in the Torah is to say a blessing after the food. But before you say a blessing after the food, you ate. So before eating, you have to make a blessing. And now he starts defining all the blessings before eating. Good. So we said blessings for things from the earth, from the trees, wine, bread. And there's another one, says Alter Rebbe. This is what we just learned. There's another one that applies to things that fill your belly, but it's not bread. Not bread. Okay, let's move on. If a person made a blessing, we're in number four now. If a person made a blessing on the fruit of a tree, and he made a mistake, and he said, Boi de priu adama. He said the blessing for the fruit of the earth. Because he made a mistake, whatever. Happens to everybody. Yatza, you still fulfilled your obligation. Why? Very simple. Because the fruit of the tree, after all, gets sustenance from the earth. Also, through the tree, you're right. But you know what? I made a mistake. I'm sorry. You don't have to make another blessing. That's it. But on the other hand, if you made a blessing on the fruit of the earth and you said, Boi de prio eitz, what's the blessing you actually pronounced that God creates the fruit of the tree, but this is the fruit from the earth? Yeah, but you said fruit from the tree. Then you did not fulfill your obligation. Your blessing was wrong.
Your blessing was wrong.
And you have to make another blessing, of course. And before making the new blessing, again, we'll go back to what I said before, you have to praise the name of God because you just mentioned his name without any need. Parentheses, and he is going to talk about this later. This is what it means, what we learned in the end of the third paragraph, whatever. Safek brachis le'akel. If you have a doubt whether you said a bracha or not, don't say it again. Why? Because it would mean to say the name of God again. But I don't know if I should or not, so better don't say anything. You're for sure good if you don't say anything. Okay, let's move on in number four. For anything, that means, in this case, fruits of the earth or fruits of the tree, if you did say, Shehakol Nio Bidvarei, that everything is created by, was created by his word, you fulfilled your obligation. Because the truth is that everything, the air from the earth, from the tree, whatever, everything is created by his word, so you're fine. Even for wine, even though wine does have its own particular blessing, and you didn't say it, yeah, okay, but you did say something that makes sense, that everything was created by his word, so you're fine. Therefore, any fruit that you have a doubt whether it's a fruit of a tree or a fruit of the earth, you have to say, and the Altar is going to define this much later, you have to make a blessing, boire priva'adama, the fruits of the earth, because for sure it includes also fruits from the tree. And if you don't know at all, what is this thing that I'm eating? I don't know if you should eat it, but whatever. If you don't know what this is, you should say the blessing. If you choose to eat it, you should say the blessing, Shehakol Niyobidvare, that everything was created by his words. And also, if you have a doubt, because our sages have a doubt, or our sages discuss and argue, this sage says this blessing, the other one says the other blessing, so you know what? For sure, you're fine with everything was created by his words. 5. All of this, when you have a doubt, after you learned. So you did go and learn the laws of blessings and so on. Or bediavad. Bediavad is also a very huge word in Jewish law. Bediavad means you already did it. So sometimes you go and ask the rabbi, Rabbi, can I do this? And the rabbi says, no. All right, so you don't do it. And sometimes you ask the rabbi, Rabbi, I did this already. What should I do now? Why did you do this? Okay, I don't know. I did it. What should I do? Okay, that's bediavad. After you did it. So, okay, if you had a doubt, or you just said the blessing, and now, oy, did I do right or wrong? That's okay. You're fine with Shiakol Niobidvore, this blessing that everything was created by his word. But in first instance, Lechatkila, to go on and do it just like that, I'm going to say just this blessing. I'm fine. I don't need all the other blessings. Don't bother me. I don't understand. I don't remember them. I just remember one blessing. You're wrong. It's forbidden for a person to say this blessing for anything. Rather, you have anything, I mean, anything that has a specific blessing. For instance, very simple example, if you're going to eat cheese, cheese is not a fruit of a tree, it doesn't come from earth, and it's not wine, and it's not bread, so what should I do? Okay, Shakol Nebivara, everything was created by his word, that's fine, that's the proper blessing. But in this case, this person is not sure, and he doesn't know, the answer our sages say is, go learn. That's what you have to do, go learn. Don't come to me and say, I don't know which blessing to make, I'm just going to make it. Everything was created by his word. No, 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 go learn. You have to make the blessing for each thing, the specific blessing and the proper blessing it should have. And if you're an Ama Aretz, if you're a person that doesn't know anything, I'm sorry, Rabbi, I don't know the blessings, go learn. That's what the Alter Rebbe says. And actually, it's not the Alter Rebbe's words, it's the Talmud words. The Talmud says this clearly. Rabbi, I don't know the blessings. Can I eat? The answer is no. You should not eat, go learn the blessings. And then you eat. Okay, 6. If you have in front of you fruits from the earth and fruits from the tree, and you made first of all the blessing for the fruits of the earth, you have to go back and make the blessing for the fruits of the tree. Because those fruits of the tree that you're intending to eat do not, you don't fulfill your obligation of blessing by the fruit of, by saying the fruit of the earth. So they exclude each other, so to speak. Unless you made the blessing on, okay, so you go only going to fulfill your obligation unless you make the blessing that is proper for that thing of the tree. And not when you make the blessing for the fruits of the earth. An example. If you have, you want to eat potatoes. And you're going to eat also an apple. So you want to eat potatoes and an apple. Potatoes is boire priva'adama. It's the fruits of the earth. And you want to eat the apple also, the fruit of the tree. So first of all, you should eat the apple, fruits of the tree. Why? Because it's a more specific blessing. The more specific it is, the higher level of blessing it is. That's why the first one is bread and wine, which are very specific, but just one type of food. And then comes the tree, and then comes the earth, and then comes everything. Okay, shakol nebidvare. So if you have these two types, first of all, make the blessing for the tree, and then the blessing for the earth. In which case, this applies when a person makes a blessing just like that. Just a blessing. I don't know what I was thinking about. I made a blessing. But if you had in mind when you were reciting the blessing for the fruit of the earth to accentuate, that means to include also the fruit of the tree, so that's okay. You fulfill the obligation. But you have to specifically have it in mind. I'm going to make just one blessing that includes these two things, the potato and the apple. And even if you did not have the fruit of the tree, that means the apple in my example, even if it's still not in front of you when you actually made the blessing, rather later they're going to bring it in front of you. But you still know, I'm going to make a blessing for two things. You don't have it, you don't see it in front of you, but you have it in mind. However, there are those who actually argue with this, and they say that even if you did have in mind kavana, you had the intention of making a blessing of Boire Priu Adama, that God creates the fruit of the earth, and you had in mind also the fruit of the tree, and it was in front of you, not only you had it in mind, but it was in front of you, you had the potato and the apple. I mean, raw potato, you shouldn't make a blessing Boire Priu Adama. And the Altareb is going to explain this later. If you eat raw potato, which is not so nice, you make a shehakol niobit voroi, because it's not the proper way of eating. You make the blessing that lowers, so to speak, the standard. It's not the right way of eating. Everybody eats cooked potato, but raw potato is not so good. So if you're going to eat something, but not in the proper way you should actually eat it. Suppose you eat dough instead of eating bread. Oh, bread has a very specific blessing and so high. Yeah, but this is dough. Yeah, but it's going to be bread. Yeah, but right now, I don't think it's so nice. I don't like it, but I'm still eating. Does it fill your belly? Yeah. Did you enjoy it? Not really, but it fills my belly. Okay, so you make a blessing, but you lower, so to speak, the standard of the blessing. Okay, so the case we're dealing with over here is like this. First of all, the Alter Rebbe said, look, you make the blessing Boire Pri Ho'adama, that God creates the fruit of the earth. And you had in mind, even if it was not in front of you, the eating of an apple, Boire Pri Ho'eitz, that God creates the fruit of the tree. You're fine. With one blessing, you're fine. That's the first thing the Alter Rebbe said. And now he's bringing another opinion, this arguing with the previous one. The other opinion says that even if you had in mind to say just one blessing, Boire Priu Adama, that God creates the fruit of the earth, and even if you had in front of you the apple you're going to eat later, still you did not fulfill the obligation of the blessing of the second, that means the tree, the fruit of the tree. And you have to go back and say Boire Priu Eitz, the blessing for the fruit of the tree. And when our sages said that if you made a blessing Boire Pri Ho'eitz, Boire Pri Adama Yatza, look what this guy said. Very weird words. He said, God creates the fruit of the tree, God creates the fruit of the earth. He made up some kind of weird blessing that doesn't exist. You still fulfill your obligation. The only time that our sages said this is Bediavad, if you already did this. Don't go and say it. If you did say it, okay, so don't say anything else. Enough. When there's it's impossible to go back and fix what you said. I'll explain this in a minute. And make a blessing properly, according to whatever you're eating. So in this case, the blessing, Boire Priu Adama, that God creates the fruit of the earth, was Levatala, which is a very classical thing, was in vain. There was no need for this blessing. However, when this blessing is not in vain, it is as if it was a first instance case. I'll explain in a minute. And you have to make a blessing as properly indicated by our sages. Therefore, in a practical sense, you have to be careful not to have intentions in your mind to make one blessing for many things, unless when indicated and so on, we will learn. And if you have 3 or 8, a fruit of the tree, suppose an apple. And you want to make just one blessing because you want to say, Bori Prio Adama, together the potato with the tree. Don't say this. Don't do this. Make things, do things according to all the opinions. Don't get yourself into doubts and arguments between our sages. Do things properly. What does that mean? Okay, let's go back. First of all, there's a concept over here. There's a very classical concept in the Talmud regarding blessings. We do say there's such a thing as bracha levatala. Bracha levatala means a blessing that was completely in vain. What does that mean? Suppose right now, I'm not eating, I'm not drinking, whatever, I have my tea, but I already said the blessing. So I'm not drinking and eating anything. I just say, okay, I want to say a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem. What are you saying for? I don't know. It just came up in my mind to say a bracha. No, don't do that. Bracha levatala. It's useless. It's in vain. It's useless. So we have to be very careful with the blessings because they, as I explained before, contain the name of God. And if you say a blessing in vain, you're saying the name of God in vain. So you have to be careful. That's point number one. Point number two, over here we have an argument. The argument is, can you make one blessing for a fruit of the earth and the fruit of the tree, whether you have it in front of you or you don't have it in front of you? So, okay, there's an argument between our sages. That's what Al-Treb is saying. And since there's an argument over here, why should you go into a place of doubt, into a situation in which some rabbis are going to say you're fine and some rabbis are going to say you're not fine? Why should you put yourself into such a situation? Don't do it. Don't do it. Just try to keep things according to all opinions, not just according to one opinion. Try to do things the best way you can. So don't do this thing of having in mind one fruit and saying the blessing for the other fruit. Get out of here. Just say the blessing for each thing and that's it. You need to say two blessings, so you say two blessings. What's the problem? One for the potatoes and one for the fruit of the tree. And actually, the other way around. First the fruit of the tree and then the potatoes.